This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. We head back to Boulder in Colorado to catch up with Sam Long. Sam, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Nice to touch base once again. You mentioned in our first chat that you've spent a lot of time on the mountain bike and how that's improved your Ironman biking. It's something a lot of triathletes, and particularly, I don't want to call them roadies as opposed to Xterra triathletes, but it's something that a lot of road triathletes don't really understand the benefit of, and it can make a huge difference to your strength and power on the bike.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the things that you mentioned in our first chat that you've been sort of almost doubling up? So you're doing an Xterra followed by a half Ironman. Are you spending a fair amount of time on the mountain bike? What are some of the stuff you do on the mountain bike that you think can benefit you or someone on the road?
Yeah, so on the mountain bike, I generally get out like twice a week, and usually it's on my easy days, because I'm a big believer in the benefits of doing hard efforts on the TT bike. I think that carries over to the mountain bike. But what I love about doing easy days on the mountain bike is, one, like, it creates this mental aspect where whenever I pretty much get out on my TT bike, I am ready to go and ride hard. And so always having that mental aspect, like, when I'm on my TT bike, I'm feeling strong, I'm riding hard. So that's a powerful belief to carry through with a whole bike in general. And there's still some times I do easy days, but even a lot of my easy days are on mountain bikes generally, but sometimes on a road bike. And so on the mountain bike, when I ride easy, it's so beneficial because, you know, you're having to go uphill on this technical stuff, and so you're really having to learn how to balance a bike. So in terms of getting, like, mountain bike skills, it's going to get you dialed down in terms of, like, bike balance and turning skills, because it's much harder to do something slow than it is to do it fast. And so that's really helpful, as well as the big benefit of mountain biking when I go hard mountain biking is, say you're going up a climb and there's going to be – you're constantly going to be changing your cadence. You know, there's going to be times your cadence might be 40 RPMs, and then there's going to be other times where your cadence is going to be 110 or 115 RPMs just based off where the rocks are and getting it over. So it really teaches you a whole range of cadences and a whole range of powers, as well as, like, yeah, exactly. Like, you're always having to surge or not surge and stand up and not stand up. And generally, like, while we don't think that's a skill you need in triathlon, like, it can be very useful, like, say, if you're having to pass a bunch of people and avoid getting, like, a drafting penalty and stuff like that. So I think it's really good for that, as well as just, again, breaking up the training, and that way you're not always out on the same roads on the same bike, getting tired of it, potentially getting burned out.
Yeah, I love that. Just from an interest perspective, that, like you say, to avoid that burnout, particularly in the last few weeks where you're doing those long rides before an Ironman, we all get to that point where we've just absolutely had enough, and it's nice to be able to break things up and hit a beautiful trail on a mountain bike, still get the benefit, but don't have that fatigue of gee, I've got to go and ride this thing again. I think that makes a massive, massive difference. If you look at your sort of career, can you pin it down to one thing that you think you've done on the bike that's given you sort of huge gains?
Yeah, I actually think I could do that. The bike is unique in the sense, compared to swimming and running, that the ability for aerobic development, the potential for aerobic development is rather what I should say, is much bigger in my opinion, because, you know, you can't go and run for 5 hours. You can't go and swim for 5 hours. Plus your heart rate's generally quite low in swimming anyways. And so for me, my biggest gains on the bike have come from those long days on the bike. I think it comes down to being that simple. Long days in the mountains, generating power, and doing some intervals out there as well. Not always a lot of intervals, but I really think that's made my bike my home, so to speak, in triathlon.
Yeah, and you mentioned also in our first chat, it's those long sessions that make you mentally tough, so that when you are really struggling in the back end of an Ironman, you've been there before and you know what it takes to get yourself out of those dark places.
Exactly, yep. I mean, there's this great sort of study, I guess I'll call it a study, that they did when they had, I forget what year it was, but they had like the Kenyan marathoners do Kona, and everyone thought, oh, they'll crush the marathon. But no, they actually kind of sucked in the marathon because, well, first they rode like 6 or 7 hours, and then they ran like over 4 hours when they're usually running two. Just because the run comes from the strength on the bike. And in an Ironman, guess what? You're riding long. No matter how fast you are, you're riding over well over 4 hours.
I love that. That is, if there's one thing to take away from the chat, is that the run comes from the strength on the bike. I love that. I think that is spot on. What are some of the things you love doing on the bike? What's your favorite bike workout?
Well, yeah, I mean, so, you know, my favorite bike workout would just be going and riding 110 miles with, I think it's 6,500 feet of elevation gain. And what I'll generally do is when I'm going up that climb, I'll generally do like one half hour kind of, you know, sort of TT, not all out, but trying to go kind of solid pace, and then maybe 10 minutes easy, then another half hour where it's not hard, but you're just kind of developing low cadence to really build strength in the legs. And so that'll kind of be in the first, you know, half of the bike. And so then the rest, then till hour four, it'll be easy. And then as I'm coming home, I love to do this all out time trial. It's about 8 miles. And so I just kind of try to hammer that as hard as I can. And you know, if you're having to really push yourself at the end of that, then it's like, it almost makes it seem like, okay, that's exactly what you're doing in an Ironman. And so that would be my favorite session. My other favorite sessions would be, I love kind of doing like just one minute on a day where you're not trying to kill yourself, not super hard, just maybe like 15 times 1 minute, with the rest interval is not super important there. It can be a minute or 2 minutes, but that's just kind of going to get the neuromuscular, part of the leg. So that way you know how to push the pace harder than an Ironman, so that an Ironman pace is then going to feel easy. So I would say those are kind of like my two favorite sessions to do on the bike.
Awesome. Well, Sam, thanks for your time today here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to getting you back on to talk a little bit about your run next time out. Thanks for your time today, mate.
Yep. See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to the KonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.